All right, guys. Another nice day. Well, actually, it's kind of cloudy out, but relatively warm. Can't complain. I think I picked up a little bit of a cold yesterday. Don't mind me if you hear me sniffling a little bit or coughing here. Went out for a long bike ride and came back just after dark, or as it was getting dark. Got kind of cold, and I think huffing and puffing up the hills made me catch a little bit of a cold. I think I'll survive, though. Interesting show plan today. Actually got two guests. We got Sean Palawi, a Middle East expert, going to be talking about some of the fiascos going on in the Middle East. It was an interesting article today, in fact, in The Guardian, how Bush doesn't want detente. He wants to go to war, period. Doesn't want to talk peace, doesn't want to reach any kind of amicable agreement. He simply wants war. He's doing everything he can. Well, obviously, that's been the case from day one with him, hasn't it? And I'll tell you, folks, if he's successful in doing this, shame on this country for letting him. And quite frankly, it's going to be a very scary situation. I mean, Iraq itself is a big quagmire. We go into Iran, it's going to be far, far worse. This could easily erupt into World War III, which I'll tell you now, these psychopaths, that's actually what they want. Second hour, we're going to have Josh Wolf. He got arrested during a G8 summit protest in San Francisco. I think it was about a year ago. And we'll be hearing about hearing from him on that. All he was doing, he wasn't even participating in the protest, actually. He's a photographer. He was taking pictures. So we'll be talking to him the second hour. Before I introduce our guest, probably won't be till after the break, I just want to go over some important announcements. Once again, we are offering the DVD, Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism. That's available for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. Excellent DVD, great way to introduce people to the New World Order, what the agenda is, where it's taking us. And you can get that by calling 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719. Also, I want to remind you that I'm offering my two books, The New World Disorder, as well as the 9/11 study that I've done. It's been growing exponentially, especially in recent years. I've been adding more and more to it. It originally started out as just a 20-page outline just to familiarize people with some of the problems with the official story, and now it's grown into a full-length book. I wanted to keep it to a minimal amount of pages so I could make it more readable. But there's so many problems with the official 9/11 story. I tried to keep it as condensed as I could, but still, in doing that, it's now roughly 200 pages, 8.5 by 11 format, loaded with pictures. But still, it's a quick facts on file format. I've got it divided into sections, so if you just want to read up on Flight 93 or the Twin Towers collapse or Flight 77, whatever, you can just go right to that. So when we come back after the break, I'll tell you how you can get that. And then I'll be introducing our guest, Sean Palawi, Middle East expert. So stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold and the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Guys, we're laying it on the line here on Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Just to finish up what I was saying before the break, if you're interested in ordering either of my two books in printed form, they're $30 each, which includes shipping, or you can get them both on CD for $10. And again, that includes shipping. You can just write to me, Charlie Giuliani, at 39 Fruit Street in Milford, Mass., 01757. Again, that's 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Mass., 01757. Just a reminder, our website is Truth Hurts, and that's spelled H-E-R-T-Z, truthhurts.com. You're welcome to go there and browse through the postings we got there, post some things of your own. The email address, if you've got any comments or suggestions, you can write in. You can email us at truthhurtsradio@AOL.com. Again, that's H-E-R-T-Z. And I just want to welcome everybody to join paltalk.com. I hang out there quite a bit. We have a room called 9-11 was an inside job. You can see me and many of my friends, including a guy who goes by the name of PhillyNet. That's his Paltalk username. He's the one who set up the website for me there, Truth Hurts. You'll see us in there pretty much every night and a lot of times during the day as well. You can join in on the conversation. We're always sharing information, mostly regarding 9/11, but often we get off on other topics as well. So you can join that paltalk.com for free. It's a verbal as well as type chat discussion forum. Okay, with all that said, let's launch into our show here. As I mentioned, we have our guest, and I butchered the poor man's name. I called him Sean Palawi. It's actually Hisham Talawi, so I do apologize. My name is often butchered too. misspelled and mispronounced, so I'm kind of used to that myself. Anyway, I want to welcome Hisham. Are you there?
Yes, thanks for having me.
Yeah, great having you on. Hisham, again, folks, is an expert on Middle East affairs, and this is good timing to talk about this matter. There's so much going on over there. Hisham, did you catch the headlines this morning on The Guardian, on their website? I was just over there talking about how Bush is not interested in detente. He actually is more interested in going to war. Surprise, surprise. By the way, just to let the studio know, I'm getting feedback again. I'm hearing my voice repeated. It's kind of distracting. I don't know if there's some way that you can resolve that. But, yeah, I don't know if you caught that, Hisham, but what do you think of that? Interesting, huh?
Well, I mean, no, I did not see the headline, but, I mean, the headline have been out there for a while now. Cheney's visit to the area a couple of days ago is an indication that something is brewing. I was probably the last one to change his mind about if we are going to attack Iran or not, because I felt that it would really be, it was stupid to attack Iraq, and it's even, I don't know what to call it if we do attack Iran. It will be just complete nonsense, because the Iranians, they're not a threat to us. They're not a threat to anyone over there.
Well, it would be foolishness, too, wouldn't it? I mean,
well, I mean, when we have about 300,000 Americans in Iraq, and we have about 70% Shiite population in Iraq, if we do, and there is a lot of Iranian influence and Iranian operations going on inside Iraq, so if we do attack Iran, it will not be a, it will be basically just hitting them with some missiles and some destroying some targets. We will not be sending any troops over there, but our troops in Iraq will be, it's a suicidal for the troops in Iraq because they will eat them alive.
So you don't see us sending ground troops at all into Iraq?
Oh, no, God, no. Where are we going to get
that
them
from?
That would
be an incredibly foolish maneuver.
Oh, I mean, we are having a hell of a time sending troops to control one city in Iraq, which is Baghdad.
Right.
And Baghdad and Iraq is totally different than Iran. There's no way. We don't even have. Where are we going to recruit them from? Mars? There's no way.
Well, their coalition of the willing isn't quite so willing anymore, is it? Even the Brits are getting ready to pull it out of there.
Well, you know what? That's it's interesting because the Brits were the first one to say that they will be there until 2012, but nobody caught that one. They are. Their politicians are talking about pulling out. But on the other hand, their military strategists are talking about staying there till 2012, which means that we will be there till 2012 at least. Because we are building some of the largest military bases in Iraq as we speak.
Right.
We're building the American embassy in Iraq. Is like a $1 billion operation. What the heck are we building that type of embassy if we're not planning on being in the Middle East for a long time?
Interestingly, I saw the other day that the new Iraqi parliament, which is supposed to be a bunch of Bush-appointed lapdogs, they voted for us to leave there. Didn't Bush say if the Iraqis ask us to leave, we'll leave?
Oh, of course. Of course. But the thing is, there is, it all goes back to why are we there to start with? Because, that's the thing. We in the United States here, we really don't get much. And when I say we, I don't mean me and you. I mean the average person out there.
Right.
They very much go with the flow and go with what the media is programming them to believe and see. Because if we go back before the war started, about 80% or 87% of Americans were supporting Bush's efforts for the war because he basically installed fear in almost everyone with the help of the complicit media.
Well, and he was still riding the 9/11 coattails, too, at that time.
Of course. Of course. So everybody thought, and everybody and the military, you know, in a democracy, the military and the media should be able to stand up and say, whoa, wait a minute, this is not what we're here for. But unfortunately, the military did not stand up and said, this is not our war, we're not going. And that's why they are suffering now. Of course, there are a few mavericks here and there, but these were taken out early on. These generals who opposed the war, they were taken out and replaced by other generals who are also accomplices with the administration. But, you know, why are we there is the question. And the answer is very interesting because, you know, a lot of people think that we are there for oil. I happen to disagree that we are there for oil because if we are there for oil, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. There was a document that dates way back in to the 1980s by the Israelis that said the only way to destroy our enemy, which is the Arab countries, is to destroy them from within. And they identified each Arab country and the weaknesses in those Arab countries, which they identified as fault lines. And they've taken Iraq, for instance, and said the first thing we need to do is to remove Saddam Hussein from power. And once we remove Saddam Hussein from power, we will inflame the sectarian hatred between the Shiites, the Sunnis, and the Kurds. And once we are successful with that, it's going to spill over to other Arab countries, which these Arab countries will disintegrate from within. Well, they have been successful at that to a certain degree, and they have been caught red-handed by actually fueling the hatred and the violence between the Sunnis and the Shiites. They would go and set up bombs in the Shiites and blame it on the Sunnis, and the Sunnis and blame it on the Shiites.
Playing them against each other, yeah.
These have been documented. And once you do that, then you don't have to do it anymore because you will... violence will take on a life of its own, and hatred will take on a life of its own, even though a lot of people know where that violence started. It was designed, it was pre-designed by the occupation forces. And British Mossad agents and CIA agents were actually captured doing some of these things, but you don't hear about this stuff on the media. If you remember the two British soldiers that they went and destroyed a prison, the British Army went and destroyed a prison in Basra a couple of years back to get two of their people out, dead or alive. And indications were that those two were Mossad agents. They were not MI5s or MI6s, and they were basically having explosives in their cars. So what the heck were they doing? And dressed up as Arabs, dressed up in Arab garms. So
Arab with Star of David tattoos on their arms.
Exactly. Well, actually, the Star of David that was on the in the Abu Ghraib prison, which a lot of prisoners who came out said that some of the people who were interrogated them were Israelis. You know,
yeah.
So what the heck is Israel doing there? So this goes back to why are we there? Why are we destroyed Iraq? Now, in 1996, so the plan has been there since 1982. In 92,
You know, Haaretz and Jerusalem Post even admit this, that Israel has played the key role.
Of course, of course. But then, but you know what? Let's leave Israel alone and look at who executed the war on our side. I hear the music.
We'll take a break, folks, and we'll be right back with our guest here, Mr. Talawi, talking about the problems in the Middle East.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
And welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have our guest, Hisham Talawi, talking about the strife going on in the Middle East and what really lies behind it. Before we go back to our guest, just want to remind our listeners that we're still running the pledge drive here at RBN. We appreciate you either calling in or writing in, sending your contributions. You can call in at 800-724-2719 to help us continue to give you this great programming we offer here. 800-724-2719, or else you can write in your check or money order with your donation to RBN Office, 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's RBN Office, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And again, the call-in number, if anybody wants to join us here, you got any comments or questions for our guest, you can call in toll-free at 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. Going back to our guest, Mr. Talawi, do you remember where you left off before the break? We kind of got interrupted there.
Yeah.
You wanna...
So back in 1982, that was the Israeli strategy of how to control and destroy your enemy. And in 1992, there was a document, a classified document by the Defense Department under Cheney at that time. It was written by Scooter Libby and Paul Wolfowitz, and the name of that document is Defense Planning Guidance. They wrote it, and basically it says that massive increase in defense spending and that the United States is the only superpower, et cetera, et cetera, and that they very, very much that we should go and control the world. Well, George Bush, the father, he very much rejected that plan, and it did not come out to the public at that time. A few of the ideas leaked out, but he rejected it totally. Just remember these names, the two who wrote it, Richard Scooter Libby and Paul Wolfowitz, under Dick Cheney. Now, in 2000...
That's interesting because Bush Sr. has come out and pretty much condemned his son's involvement in Iraq.
Definitely. And he rejected this particular document that Paul Wolfowitz had written with Scooter Libby. And also...
Just because he recognizes the futility of sending ground troops, he knew that this was going to happen, a big quagmire? Is that what you think lies behind that?
Well, I think because it was not the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Basically, it was not in the interest of America.
Not that he's a very scrupled man himself, but I think
he had enough sense to...
recognize the problems and the logistics. Yeah.
Now, in 1996... Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Perle, and others wrote a document called Strategy for Securing the Realm, a clean break document. That's the name of it, a clean break, a new strategy for securing the realm. This was more designed for the Israelis, and they very much, at that time, Netanyahu was the prime minister. They introduced it to him, and they tried to get President Clinton to go ahead and basically do what George Bush did in Iraq. Because in that strategy, in that document, it states that removing Saddam Hussein is an Israeli objective in its own right. And they talked about the new Middle East at that time. Well, Clinton also rejected that he did not want to go and remove Saddam Hussein from power because he, again, recognized that it would be a disaster for everyone if we go in the Middle East. Now, in 2000, there was another document written by these same people.
They basically recognized him as a stabilizing factor in the Middle East, right?
Well, definitely. Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, he was able to lead Iraq into a first-class country before he invaded Kuwait. Iraq used to be one of the most technological states in the Arab world, and Iraq at one time had 5,000 nuclear scientists. What we see Iraq today is not the Iraq that was there before we went and destroyed it the first time in 92, and then we went and finished the job in 2003.
It's now, called bringing freedom and democracy, folks.
Oh, of course. Now, the fourth document is the Project for a New American Century, which was written by these same people.
Oh, yeah.
But it was tailored... It's very much like the clean break strategy, except it was tailored for the American psyche, so the American people and American administration, so you can sell it, and it would be a slam dunk to sell it to the American people. And sure.
In which, of course, they stated oil would be the motive.
Well, they really, oil was not really, it was, but it was not like the 100% reason. But the main reason, your stated reason or objective is not really your ultimate objective.
Yeah, sure.
You might, you know, your stated objective, always, it's not your ultimate objective.
I mean, clearly it's an objective. They have been exploiting the oil, stealing it, giving it over to Exxon.
Well, somebody's stealing it. We're not. Somebody's stealing it because... You know, they basically, there's a lot of oil, Iraqi oil, that is going somewhere and it's not being recorded. And I don't know, you know, like, for instance, and don't think we have control of all these Iraqi refineries, because some of the people, like, for instance, in the south, one of the major refineries in Iraq was controlled until not long ago, until recently, by the Shiite militias. And... We're talking about billions of dollars worth of oil that was that left Iraq, and the proceeds were basically went to the Shiite militias, and that's how they were able to basically arm themselves.
Right.
I heard we'll catch between, after the break.
Yeah, after the break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back on Truth Hurts Radio with our guest Hisham Talawi, talking about the ongoing crisis in the Middle East. So I had a guest on the other day, Hisham, that was suggesting, you know, he believed that Israel might possibly be getting a hold of this missing oil in Iraq.
I don't really know. I don't have information on that. But we don't want to blame Israel for everything, because that's exactly that's where we fall in the trap. Because once you start blaming everything and it turns out that we blamed them wrong, then everything you blame them with, everything you blame them with is wrong, and they get off the hook. That's actually, this is a policy. This is an old policy or an old strategy that governments use. Blame us. You know, just like a 9/11 truth movement, I'm sure the government has some of its people in there to basically put out a lot of false information. That way people won't believe all of this, and since they're not going to believe all of this, then they're not going to believe the truth either. But let me wrap it up with what I was talking about, all these documents, because it's extremely important that we know who worked and who wrote these documents, who planned it, and then what happened to these people when George Bush became president. Now, all these people who worked on these documents and approved it, they were signatories on another document, which is the Project for a New American Century. Now, who some of these people, just very few of these people, you know, you have Dick Cheney became vice president. You have Donald Rumsfeld became Secretary of Defense. Paul Wolfowitz became Deputy Secretary of Defense. You have Louis Libby, who became the Chief of Staff for Cheney. Peter Rodman became Assistant Secretary of Defense. Elliot Abrams, he became the National Security Advisor. Richard Perle, a member of Bush Defense Policy Board. And you even have the Bush's brother, Jeb Bush, signed on that document. You also have
family reunion.
Yes, and you have Peter Rodman, who was Rumsfeld assistant for international security. Randy Shoneman, advisor to Rumsfeld. All these people have became in policy-making decisions. And these are the people who executed the plan and executed the war against Iraq.
What a coincidence.
Colin Powell, yeah, coincidence, of course. Colin Powell, he said it's packed, that the administration was packed with the Jinsa crowd. The Jinsa crowd, which is the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs. Most of these people are Jewish. Not to say that all Jews are conspiring to bring this country down, but
right.
definitely, all of them, most of them, if you take Dick Cheney and you take Rumsfeld, who probably think they're Zionist, the rest of the Jinsa crowd are mainly Jewish and Zionist. And these are the people who basically took the country. Douglas Feith was the single man who concocted all these lies about the uranium from Niger, the yellow cake, all these weapons of mass destruction, the documents that, Colin Powell went in front of the United Nations Security Council and showed them the pictures of mobile chemical manufacturing units or whatever. These mobile units, all these lies were manufactured inside the Office of Special Plans, which Douglas Feith, who's an Israeli, by the way, he's an Israeli, and all these became the intelligence. We bypassed the CIA, and to give it credibility, they very much forced George Tenet to go and sit behind. Colin Powell refused to go and conduct that at the United Nations because he himself was not too happy with it from the beginning, and he demanded that George Tenet come with him and be sitting exactly behind him where everyone will see that, hey, this is
now he's somewhat spilling the beans.
Well, you know what, he can, as far as I'm concerned, he can go to hell because he's no maverick in my opinion. You know,
yeah.
just imagine if George Tenet would have stood up in that moment when Colin Powell was talking. Imagine if he would have stood up and said, Mr. Secretary, I'm sorry. What you're giving people is a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
We would have saved a million Iraqis and over. By the way, the number that our government has given us is how many dead? Like 33.
As always.
No,
yeah.
No. We have about 15,000 already dead in Iraq, Americans.
Yeah.
We have thousands, tens of thousands wounded.
That's why Bush doesn't want anybody filming the bodies being loaded off the planes. He doesn't want to see the discrepancy in their numbers.
Exactly, and this is what the situation that we are in now. See, it doesn't matter to these people who took us to war. It doesn't matter what happens to the United States because definitely we fell into the trap. The Europeans, we were getting too big for the whole world, and we showed that we want to control the world, and a lot of people out there in the world, they resented it. The Europeans resented it. The Chinese resented it. The French resisted it. All these people resisted the fact that the United States wanted to go to war. They resisted the fact that the United States was the supreme
leader
of the world, the dominant of the world. So they very much did not put much resistance in the out there to stop the United States from invading, because they knew once the United States invaded, that's the
would spread us too far and too thin.
The countdown for the destruction and the weakening of the United States. So
that's exactly what Bush is doing. This is what people need to wake up to. He's not running this country on behalf of this country's interest, obviously, but to the contrary, his policies are designed to gut us out and to take us down.
Of course. But you see, these are the people who did not care. We just wanted to use this huge, strong army to go in, destroy Saddam Hussein, destroy Iraq, and weaken the Arab world so Israel can secure the realm. The clean break document, They could not arrive at it directly when they tried to have President Clinton do it. So they got this Project for New American Century to basically do exactly what the Clean Break document wanted to do but could not, but from an American point of view, and they arrived at their objective. Now, what happened to this army that we took there and used the American American sons and daughters to fight this war for Israel? That's none of their business. We accomplished our objective by destroying Iraq and having the Arab world go into a turmoil, and then have Israel become a superpower in the Middle East. That's their objective. Now, what happens to other countries, including the United States, is none of their business, because they are Israel firsters. These people who were running our government in the first Bush administration, they are Israel firsters, and their heart is in Israel, not in the United States.
So you think Iraq was even more of a formidable threat than Iran?
I'm sorry?
You think Iraq was even a more formidable threat than Iran?
To who?
To Israel.
Oh, Iran or Iraq were not a threat to Israel at all. They were not, because Iraq, you have to remember, after 1992, Iraq went through a 12-year embargo, and they could not even feed their own children. 500,000 Iraqi children died due
and
to
a million adults. Yeah,
malnutrition and lack of medicine before even the war started. So these people who could not even feed their children, how in the heck were they supposed to be a threat to anyone? Iran was never a threat to Israel, because Iran, now, of course, you know, they use, a lot of people use the Palestinian issue for domestic consumption, for their own people, so they can be popular in their own countries, because the Palestinian cause is a legit cause in all Arab countries and all Muslim countries. So you go in to see Muslim leaders and Arab leaders who will say statements in favor of the Palestinians and against the Israelis, but that does not mean that they will ever attack Israel. Iran is one of those countries. They take the Palestinian cause and use it into their own advantage. Because remember, Iran had dealings. Remember the Iran-Contra affairs during President Reagan. The Iran-Contra affairs, the Iranians were dealing arms with the Israelis.
Right.
So it's not that the Iranians are really marching up and wanting to destroy Israel. That's nonsense. Israel has, according to Mordechai Vanunu on my television show, in an interview last year, he said when he was arrested, when he was in the Israeli nuclear whatever agencies, that they had about 200 nuclear bombs. And I asked him, I said, well, how many? Now, remember, he was in solitary confinement for like 18 years. I said, well, with your expectations, how many do you think the Israel has? How many bombs? And he said about 400. Now, I did have an expert just last month on the TV show, and he did say that it was Joseph Cerencioni. He did say from what they were able to gather, the material that Israel they probably have about 100 nuclear bombs. But remember, the material he's talking about is the material that they could record where it came from and where it went and how many pounds or kilos of uranium did Israel import. But if you remember a few years back, an Israeli plane hit a building or something in, I believe, in Holland or somewhere in Europe. And there was uranium on that plane that was not accounted for. So we don't know really how many the Israelis. But if we go with the lowest number that they have 100 nuclear bombs, and we're talking about Iran, in 5 or 10 years, if they work at it, they might have one nuclear bomb.
One, yeah.
So, I mean, what do you think they're going to do? To use that one nuclear bomb when your enemy has 100 nuclear bombs and they have more technology and a much stronger army than yours? Because with the United States being there, and we have 10,000 nuclear bombs, and the, Israel has, let's say they have 200 nuclear bombs, that's 1,200 nuclear bombs. I mean, that's 10,200 nuclear bombs.
Right.
And with the technology we have with missiles, we can shoot any Iranian's attempt at And also, you know, why would the Iranians take a chance of destroying, let's say, one Israeli city? What's going to happen to Iran if they do that? It's going to be wiped off the face of the earth, not just the face of the map.
Well, when I asked about a threat, you know, they see them as a threat. Would you say it's an ideological threat, or do they just simply want to control these countries?
Who wants to control the countries? You talking about the Israelis?
Yeah. Well, I mean, because that's obviously why we're going into Iraq and pushing into Iran.
Well, they want, of course, they want to be the whole thing, the clean break document strategy to control the realm, controlling the realm. That's the whole thing, is to have Israel be the supreme or the superpower in the Middle East. So definitely they wanted to control Iraq. They wanted to control the Arab countries. They wanted to control Iran, even though Iran is a little bit further and a little bit far. But if the Israelis became the superpower there, and that's the whole thing, that's what they want. And they use in the United States to achieve that goal.
Right. So why do you suppose Wolfowitz, having, you know, drafted up these plans in the first place, why would he come out later and admit that the whole reason, you know, he said this to Vanity Fair in May of 2003, just 2 months after the Iraq War broke out, he said that the reason given for the war of weapons of mass destruction was concocted for bureaucratic reasons. It's something we all could agree on, the public would be able to accept. Is it because they already got what they wanted, so it doesn't matter? You know, to make it an admission like that is just mind-blowing.
Well,
he admitted that they lied.
Of course. I mean, they could not really... The weapons of mass destruction, because that you will be able to install fear in the American people. Once you talk about weapons of mass destruction, and then they started talking about Saddam killing his own people and gassing his own people, you know, not realizing that it was us that gave him the chemicals, it was us that trained him, it was us that protected him in at the United Nations. When the United Nations Security Council wanted to vote on arms embargo against Iraq at that time, the only country that vetoed that resolution was the United States. So we protected Saddam politically when he supposedly, and by the way, there is a question about the chemicals that was used. Every time, you know, when you talk about Saddam gassing his own people, they're talking about the little town of Halabja, which is on the border of the Iran-Iraq.
Well, they talked about him torturing, and there they are torturing over
but
there.
But no, this is important, because in that particular incident, the type of chemicals that was used, it was the Iraqis did not have that type
Didn't
of
have,
chemicals. It was the Iranians that had that type of chemicals. Now, the Iraqis had mustard gas, which they used against Iranian troops. If you remember, Khomeini sent in the 1 million-man army to the front, basically waves and waves of nothing but people going into the front against Iraq. So Iraq could not resist this huge waves or these huge waves of people coming towards them. It was the CIA, the one that advised the Iraqi president and the Iraqi military to go ahead and use chemicals, weapons, and they used mustard gas. Now, the type of chemicals that was used in Halabja, which is the town when they talk about Saddam gassing his own people, that type of gas the Iraqi army did not have. And so even with that, there's question about the incident itself, and even if it was Iraqis, we protected them politically in front of the world. So it is, and now with Paul Wolfowitz, they're not going to come out and say, this is why we went, because we wanted to make Israel a supreme power. No.
Right.
Now, for all these people who use the oil as the one, remember, as the reason, we had in place for years and years and years what's called the Carter Doctrine. And the Carter Doctrine, it stated very explicitly that the Middle East oil is a vital interest, is a national interest, a national vital interest of the United States. And any power in the world tries to control it, we will Even if we have to use military force, we will go and remove that power. So we very much told the world that Arab oil is our national interest, and keep your hands off of it. And no one, when we went and destroyed Iraq, no one had tried to control the oil in the Middle East or deprive us of that oil. On the contrary, we were paying $1.20 or $1.19 for a gallon of oil before we went and attacked Iraq. Now we're paying $3.
Yeah, three times the amount.
Exactly. So it doesn't make sense that we went there for oil.
Right. All right, folks, stick with us. We'll be right back.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
With our guest, just got a few more minutes here. I want to cover as much as we can in this short time. Hisham Talawi, talking about the Middle East. Really quick, I just wanted to give you my take on the oil thing. I agree with you. There's no question that the real issue here is protecting Israel's interests. That's why we're in Iraq. That's why we're being pushed into Iran. But as far as the oil thing goes, as always, these military incursions are always multifaceted. I do see oil as being, you know, an exploitive issue. I mean, let's face it, these neocons, you know, Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld, and, well, he's out now, but, you know, he's played a major role in this. All of these guys, Condoleezza, are heavily invested in the oil industry, and I see them as wanting to have seized not only to seize the oil assets, but to knock Saddam out and the Taliban, who who I feel they saw as a competitive threat in the price setting market. Having removed them, now they're charging whatever they want, and their stock portfolios are looking mighty handsome. ExxonMobil is one of the biggest grossing companies in the world. You see what I'm saying? I think they did this so that they could drive up the price.
Well,
not
okay. I agree.
What do you think of that?
I agree with what you're saying. The problem is, just imagine if you go and attack a cattle rancher. You did not want to take his cattle, but you wanted to take him out. While you are there, what are you going to do with the cattle that are on the ranch? Now, was the reason you went and took him out because you wanted to get his cattle? No. But while you are there, you very much helped yourself to it. But let me, I want to wrap up this. I know we only have a couple of minutes left. You know, people might say, okay, here we go again, you know, like blaming Israel. Well, all I can tell them is look at the documents, the four documents that we talked about this hour. Look at the people who wrote the documents and the people who signed on to these documents. Look at their ideology. Look at their the positions they held in the Bush administration. Look at the statement of hatred for the Arabs that they had basically said for years and years. Look at their ambitions of wanting Israel to be the supreme power in there. And at the end, look at their names. The majority of them are Jewish.
I want to get your opinion on this one. If we do actually go into Iran, and, you know, I hate to say it, but all the indicators certainly point in that direction, do you see this having the potential to erupt into World War III? I mean, you got Russia, who's already made some. You don't see that?
No. I don't see that. The Russians always talk, but they don't do. You know, the Russians could not help their friend Saddam in 1992. They left him alone. If the Russians would have put a little bit of resistance, we very much would not have destroyed Iraq the first time. The Russians talk, but they don't do. At the end, they don't deliver. No, I don't see it.
Don't see that at all, huh?
No, not at all.
So what you see happening is they're just going to go in, launch some air raids, and...
I really think if we do, I'm not 100% sure yet, but I think if we do, it will be surgical airstrikes, because the Iranians cannot really. The only thing they can retaliate against us with is the our boys and girls in Iraq. That's very much. They don't have really a navy to speak of. They don't have an air force to speak of. Very much they are. If we do, we will be destroying some targets and very much teaching the Iranians a lesson and very much teaching the world a lesson. Right now, if we back down, you see, this is the thing. If we back down, then the world is going to very much lose faith in us. So I think we might go and destroy a couple of targets and the Iranians will not be able to do much.
Well, interesting perspective. Really appreciate you coming on. I'll tell you what, I'd like to have you on again sometime. We can go into some more detail. We didn't even barely scratch the surface of this. It's one big rat's nest.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, thanks again, and we'll have you on again sometime.
Sure, thank you.
Bye. Okay, folks, stick with us. We'll be back the second hour with Josh Wolf, G8 protester.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you